Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And into the home stretch we go, 908. Don't forget you can have this show delivered directly to your phone absolutely free. You can listen all 4 hours, one specific hour, or just the hottest clips. Download the Odyssey app. Follow me, Tommy Tucker. It's that easy. We realize you can't always listen to the entire show live, so Odyssey makes it easy to listen when you want, how you want. That goes for this show or any of the WWL shows you love. Download the free Odyssey app today and take control, or just tell your smart speaker, play WWL. We began this morning at 6:15 talking to Patrick Penfield, a professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University, about grocery prices, about undocumented farm labor, and how the rounding up, if you will, of undocumented farm workers could affect the supply chain as it relates to food. And somebody texted in and asked about hiring migrant farm workers. And we reached out to Patrick and we found out that, and I'm going to read what he said, hiring migrant farm workers through the Department of Labor H-21A visa program would cost a farmer several thousands of dollars more than hiring an undocumented migrant worker. When a farmer uses the H-2A program, they must pay for the fees for the H-2A applications, transportation and housing, prevailing minimum wage in that area, and other compliance costs. If the federal government decided to help farmers by subsidizing these costs in order to help them transition to this new employment process, it would help the situation. But then that goes to the conversation we had at 7:15 with Robert Posen about debt and deficit and government spending. So nothing's free, right? So, and I also understand that you don't want open borders, but every action has a reaction, and that's the only thing we try to document here. With that being said, we welcome in DJ Rasmussen, former researcher, now runs a climate risk analytics firm, to talk about storm surge along the Gulf Coast. Good morning, DJ. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. Tell me, I don't even know how you go about measuring a storm surge event or the risk, or is storm surge getting worse? What does that even mean?
Yeah, it's a great question. So storm surge is really the sort of the wall of water that gets created by storms like hurricanes and tropical storms and also nor'easter storms on the East Coast. And so this wall of water is primarily generated from the winds of the storms themselves. And when this water moves over land, it can cause a lot of problems in the form of flooding of various sorts. And there's two primary factors that are sort of bad news for looking at the future. The first of which is probably the most obvious, which is sea levels are rising primarily due to expanding ocean water and more ice melt, and also land subsidence, which is very relevant for a delta region like Louisiana. Mm-hmm. But storm surges are also getting worse, which is what our study found, from other factors as well that bring more water when you get storms like hurricanes, even after accounting for sea level rise. So this is really adding to a not so great outlook for the future for managing coastal storms.
So on one hand, we'd be talking about the surge itself coming with the storm, and that would be a result of the intensity of the storm, the sea level, and also, I guess, what you're talking about, subsidence, where the land sinks, right? So that means all means higher elevation of water. Am I right so far?
Yeah, that's correct. And what we're really looking at in our study is a trend in the average amount of water that comes in when you have a hurricane or another coastal storm in a coastal region. And for some parts of the U.S., the average amount of water that's coming in for each storm is increasing at a positive rate. And this includes places like the Gulf Coast.
Is the Gulf Coast more vulnerable than other parts of the country?
The Gulf Coast faces some unique hazard aspects related to storm surge, primarily due just to the strength of the storms. In places like Louisiana and Mississippi, you see some of the highest storm surge elevations in the world, actually, which is not good news for managing coastal storms in that area. And some of these storms can bring walls of water upwards to 30 feet, like we've seen during Katrina. Mm-hmm. Additionally, some of these some locations along the Gulf Coast have some of the highest rates of land subsidence in the country, and this is resulting in very, very fast rates of relative sea level rise that, again, really just adds to the problem.
What did you find in your research? Maybe it's not getting as much attention as it should?
Well, I'd say that determining the frequency of some of these rare events is quite challenging. The events are rare, and so they're also challenging to measure because you don't have measurement stations everywhere. So you have them in sparse locations. So it's really an ongoing task to figure out how frequent some of these rare events are occurring. And there's really just a lot of uncertainty that remains in understanding how frequent some of these major coastal flood events occur.
So what do you do about it?
Well, I mean, I think you can really take several approaches for managing the problem. There's some of them involve sort of moving away from the coastline, sometimes called coastal retreat. You can also defend against those walls of water with barriers that are already there and around New Orleans. Unfortunately, because of the high storm surge hazard climate of that region, you need really high walls. Then you can also just live with the water, too. This is an approach that's being taken more and more now, just build with allowing the water to move in when it comes in. This is a very popular approach in the Netherlands. So those are the primary three ways of dealing with it. And, you know, which one gets chosen really just sort of plays out in the planning discourse.
So what do the Netherlands do? What is the deal there?
So the Netherlands is also in a delta region. Much of the country lies below sea level, and they've been dealing with floods since the time of the Romans or mm-hmm. beyond. And so their storm surge climate is a bit different. They don't have as extreme of storms like Louisiana does, but they take a number of very innovative approaches for dealing with the coastal flood problem. So they do everything from building billion-dollar gates and levees to generating ways to keep the beaches intact through forming beaches that look in certain ways. They also allow for flooding to come in certain parts of the country. So they take a very broad range of approaches for dealing with the coastal flood problem there.
We've had a lot of discussions here about coastal restoration and how it knocks down storm surge. But if the storm surge is getting higher, does that in turn eliminate some of or mitigate whatever you're trying to do to restore the coast, either tear it down or not keeping up enough with it? If any of that makes sense, DJ?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, in terms of restoration, you could return the land to nature. You can move away. If there's nothing there to get damaged, then that kind of solves the problem. You can also do things like adding in more mangroves or seagrasses or places that have tried oyster beds. These do work for more smaller scale storms. They particularly are good at breaking up waves. But in some places, like parts of the Gulf Coast, you get these really, really big walls of water that are 10 to 20 feet high. Some of those approaches are kind of limited. So it's really a contextual problem. In some places, you have space to allow for restoring nature to kind of help things. But in some places, you really don't have that luxury. And you have to kind of think about more engineered solutions that are kind of more tried and tested.
So, you know, look, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm tired of trying to convince anybody of anything, and there's no point in doing that because you're never gonna. People believe what they want to believe, and that's fine. This is America. You can believe whatever you want. But I always try to follow, for my own information, the money. And I try to follow, pardon me, when it comes to planning what businesses are doing and what the military is doing and what attention they're paying to different things. And that brings me to sea levels rising, climate changing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Etc. That's kind of what your business is all about. You, climate risk analytics. Tell me what you do.
Yeah, so I think what's really becoming clear is that I think there's a lot of uncertainty around how frequent some of these extreme events are happening. People are experiencing natural disasters where they are, I mean, which is sort of a normal thing. But I think there's just more and more people living in areas that are exposed to natural hazards. And in an evolving climate, it's possible that some of these hazards are becoming worse. For example, for coastal flooding, we're pretty sure that hazard is getting worse, primarily due to sea level rise and now in some places changes in the extreme water levels that come in with the average storm. So people are looking for information to make better decisions, to plan for the future, to ensure that their businesses are operating. And so that's what our company provides.
So if you're going to follow the money, as I said, and try to determine what you think is true, what you think is not true, if you're going to look at what the military is saying, if you look at the Department of Defense is saying, what government agencies are saying, if you look at what businesses, private businesses are saying and how they're reacting, there is no doubt from their reaction, I'm guessing it would be fair to say, that there is substantial climate change going on. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, I think there's things that we know for sure. And there are some things that, you know, we're still not quite sure. I mean, we know we're pretty confident, scientists are pretty confident that climate change is making temperatures warmer pretty much everywhere around the world. We're pretty sure that climate change is raising sea levels higher on average pretty much everywhere around the world. There's some things that we're not so clear about. for example, tornadoes and climate change is sort of an active area of research where we're trying to understand if thunderstorms that produce tornadoes are more intense or more frequent in a warming world. Some of these things are very active areas of foundational research, and so they're harder to link to climate change. But I think in many cases, we're living in a more uncertain world with a changing environment. So I think it's best to err on the side of caution and potentially overplan for the future.
When it comes to, real quick before we let you go, press conferences, hurricane season started, the weather guy, you know, I don't know what his title was, but said that every Category 5 storm that ever hit the United States 3 days before was a tropical storm or less, and it spoke to rapid intensification. I guess that factors into this storm surge model as well?
You're right. So sea surface temperatures have risen substantially since the 1970s for many reasons, partly due to warmer atmospheric temperatures. And so that is a risk factor for having stronger storms like rapid intensification. And so our study detects a trend in storm surges, but doesn't really go into the specifics about why that's occurring. And there are many, many possible reasons, and having more stronger storms is one possible driver of that trend.
So higher storm surge, rapid intensification leads to a more perilous situation, I guess what I'm saying, right?
100%.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your time. DJ Rasmussen, former researcher at Princeton, now runs a climate risk analytics firm. We'll take a break. We come back. Every other Tuesday, we devote to mental health. We're going to talk with Dr. Judy Ho, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. The president and Elon Musk have had some difficulties in their relationship. However, you don't have to be a celebrity or a powerful man or a rich person to have troubles with adult friends and to kind of figure out how to either patch things up or end a friendship gracefully. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.